groups of promising future sports champions arrive throughout the year at the University of Pretoria's High Performance Center, or HPC. The top-level athletes are in what is called the Tuck Sport Academies. These three young teenage footballers train two or three times a day with Tucks. Jacob Mkizi said he is happy with his progress.
Well, it's been fun, like training sessions are fun. It's also been tough, pushed, and so far I think I'll become a good footballer if I can stick to the program.
Anis Ali has been at the Tucks Academy for 3 years.
I hopefully, you know, become a professional soccer player and maybe get a contract with a big team in Europe, but that's big, you know, high goals. But for now, I'm just hoping to play for the first team here.
The sports grounds at the High Performance Center offer 76 hectares of sports-dedicated lands. There are comfortable living quarters for the athletes for rest and study. On a tour around campus, one can see a variety of sports going on. There is everything from gymnastics and trampoline to netball, field hockey, and of course football or soccer, which is not only played in the day, but also by floodlight in the evening. Biso is the head coach of the underage 11 Tucks football team. He says there are two sections to the Tucks Academy at the High Performance Center.
We've got the commercial academy, where kids are actually paying to try and play at the club. And then we also have the actual academy itself, where we go all around the country scouting for possibly the next up-and-coming kids. And they go to the Tucks High Performance Academy school, where they learn to play football, but also study academically.
The academy features a sports science and medical unit that includes a physiological test lab. Menzi Nobo is one of the three biokineticists.
Basically, what happens down here is that we collect as much data as we can for the coaches, so that the coaches can base their training on those results. So we tell them where the players are in terms of fitness, and we also make recommendations where they need to be for their sport.
It's all part of South Africa's goal to help build the best sports teams it can for the future. Park Brewer, VOA News, Pretoria, South Africa.